This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
We owe $1.4 trillion in student loans. This pushes some students to go for jobs that pay more upon graduation rather than building dream careers that might take more time to pay off. For instance, farming. Christopher Husted from KBIA in Missouri reports.
In central Missouri, Liz Graznack pulls weeds from a bed of recently planted spinach with help from her 4-year-old daughter, Sylvia.
That guy's the spinach. We don't want to take that one up, okay?
Today, Graznack sells organic produce to nearby restaurants and at farmers markets. But 8 years ago, before she started Happy Hollow Farm, she was on track to earn a PhD in plant breeding. She decided then that instead of studying plants, she wanted to grow them.
The mortgage aside, it costs a hell of a lot of money to start a farm.
For a small, organic farm like Graznack's, she needed close to $100,000 for the first 2 years. So, just like many other business owners, she thought she could go to a bank, take out a loan, and buy some property. Well, not so easy on a grad student salary.
No bank was going to give me a loan at making $8 an hour. Like, no way. And owing, you know, $30,000-some-odd in student loans. So that's why I got a job.
After graduating, Graznack ended up deferring her student loan payments, interning on several farms, and then working full-time at a garden center so she could save up enough money to launch her dream farm. And she did, 6 years later. Who is going to grow the food in the future? It's a question often asked in the Midwest as the average age of farmers ticks upward.
I think it really is an increasing concern.
Kevin Moore is an agricultural economist at the University of Missouri. He teaches a class for students called Returning to the Farm. The students crunch the numbers to figure out a business plan and the economic reality of what it will take to farm successfully, whether it's a small operation or a larger, more conventional farm.
The capital requirement of agriculture has continued to increase, which makes it more difficult for a young person to get in.
And not only to get a farm started, but to build one that's efficient and competitive enough to survive. In Columbia, Missouri, I'm Christopher Husted for Marketplace.